I'm Tom Rowe, and I attended and recorded the Caro Durham School Board meeting Monday, April 16th in the Caro Durham High School Auditorium. The Caro Durham School Board indicated that night they will close Durham Elementary after next year's term during their final budget discussion on Monday, April 16th, before voting on a final budget Thursday, April 19th. The board also indicated it will raise the tax levy 3.8%, the maximum amount allowed under the state's tax cap that requires approval by 50% plus one in May school elections. Before the meeting last night, the Caro Durham School District was still $164,598 short of a balanced budget, with 3.8% total increase in school taxes. Individual taxes will go up varying amounts, not the 3.8%. On Monday, the board decided to close that gap first with an, quote, intermunicipal agreement with Greenville, unquote, schools. So Greenville and Caro Durham schools would share bus maintenance costs. That reportedly would save $40,000, leaving a $124,598 budget gap for the Caro Durham schools next year. To make up that amount, the board decided to, just 3 days before voting on a budget, ask the teachers' union for some type of concession. Board member Beth Phillips suggested that if unions took 2% less for insurance, it would make up most of the difference. Union officials were not there to respond to this last-minute request. So the school board made a backup plan, saying that a teacher's job at both Caro Elementary and the district's middle school would be eliminated, and an additional $3,698 would be needed to be taken from sports or other after-school activities if the teachers' unions would not agree to some contract restructuring. School Board President Greg Kerner Fox repeatedly steered the conversation to next year's $2.5 million budget deficit at the meeting on Monday, April 16th. Because of that, the board indicated it will close Durham Elementary in 2013-2014, saving somewhat less than the $642,742 they would have saved by closing the school next year, which two board members advocated at the meeting. Kerner Fox indicated that that closing the school and negotiating further union concessions is the only solution for that $2.5 million problem, or, quote, we will be cutting 30 teachers next year to make up the $2 million, unquote. The public was given a chance to speak after the board made all their decisions, and the current Caro Durham bus maintenance crew heard the news they were losing their school contract from a text message and arrived to protest. A large group of pro-art students and teachers were also there as, quote, art and music, unquote, were considered for cuts, but the board repeatedly said Monday they were not cutting arts. Few parents begged to keep Durham Elementary open, even as the board reported one other hope. After giving up on turning Durham into a charter school recently, they are now hearing a, quote, magnet school proposal from an education company. The Caro Durham School Board will vote on the school budget Thursday evening in the Caro High School Auditorium. They will vote on the final tax levy amount. Right now they've set 3.8%, and they will vote on all the cuts and things they keep in the budget this Thursday, April 19th. We have recordings of the meeting last night, Monday, April 16th, and we're going to start with School Board President Greg Kerner Fox explaining the property tax cap, how it's not 2% and how it varies depending on many different conditions, and how that led to the 3.8% the board is asking for, 3.8% increase in their overall tax levy. So here is his explanation of that.
Any decisions will be finalized this Thursday. State law, they need to be finalized by April 19th. That's our regular meeting this Thursday, which starts at 7.
It will be in here.
It will be in here, correct. If you've been to the meetings, you've heard this before. It's not a 2% tax cap, okay? It is a tax levy threshold, right? The process for the tax levy threshold throughout the state is an eight-step formula. There was an article in the paper last week that kind of started laying it out correctly. And then there was an op-ed piece in the paper on Thursday that blew it all away, saying it's a 2% tax cut. The state never called it a 2% tax cut. The way it works is we take our prior year tax levy, our tax-based growth factor, I think there's a slide for this. You got it there now? Thank you. A prior year pilot, a prior year exemptions, the capital levy, court orders, adjusted prior year levy, the allowable growth factor, ours is 1.0, pilots for the coming year, and the tax levy limit. Then there's the exclusions, and then the capital levy. So when we're done with that entire formula, if you look at the bottom, I don't know if you have it up there. Is that the correct one?
Yes.
12,040,846 is our maximum allowable tax levy by the state. That's what we're allowed to do by the state. For care of Durham, it's 3.8% tax levy increase. Okay? That's not what your tax bill is going to go up. That's the tax levy increase. That's following this formula set forth by the state. It's changed numerous times in the last couple of months. Has it changed again, Lisa? This one's been pretty steady now. It's about 2 weeks. Every district needs to go by this formula. The numbers are going to be different for every district. This is the way it breaks down for our district. So if we go for 3.8% tax levy increase, we fall under the tax levy threshold. Okay? It is not a 2% tax cap. It is a tax cap, but it's not a 2% tax cap. It's a tax levy threshold. So the problem being, people are going to say they're going for 3.8% and they're only supposed to go for 2. It's not true. We can go for 2% if we want it. We can go for 10%. 3.8% falls under the maximum allowable by the law. So our fear is that people are going to see the 3.8 and think we're not following the rules. But we are following the rules. So we say this at every meeting. We've had handouts. It's on the web. It's a battle to try to get the right information out there. Tax is going to go up, is going to be, Lisa, can you explain that better?
That tax levy, that's 3.8% increase on the tax levy, not the tax rate. The tax rate is computed with assessed values, equalization rates, which are provided to the state, from the state to the district in August, and we won't have a final determination for tax rates until August. Don't know that number. The tax levy is the total dollar amount that the district is looking to collect in taxes, the $12,040,000. The tax rate is what each house pays in order to collect those taxes. The rates differ from municipality to municipality because of assessed values and equalization rates. They're not in the district's control. They're controlled by the towns and the state. Out of our control. We just look for a number to collect.
So we need to get this out to the people that aren't here this evening that the 3.8% is allowable under the law as it is. Now that's for 50%. We need to get 50%, 50% plus one person to vote yes for that. Anything above the 3.8, if we went 3.8.1, we would need the supermajority, the 60%. So we can discuss it again this evening if we want to stick with the 3.8, if we want to go further. So if you can get that information out, direct them to our website, call the newspaper and ask them to come to a meeting, or call the newspaper and ask them to call me. They have my number, because I called them and sent them an email. That would be great. We have received several emails over the last week. When did we get last?
April 4th.
Since our last meeting, we've received several emails on the board account regarding specific cuts, and we appreciate the input from the public. Some good information in there, and all the board members have seen it. So, any questions on the tax levy threshold? Can I explain it right again?
I'm sorry, it should say draft number 5. The budget amount right now, after all of the meetings, is at $27,958,534. The revenue to balance that budget totals $27,793,936. So there's a difference right now between revenue and budget of $164,598. a negative number. In order to balance the budget, the district needs to cut an additional
$164,598. Now for you, so you all can follow along. Line number one is Board of Education contractual. That is the New York State School Board Association membership. That was cut. That is $7,600. Item number two is the district clerk salary, which is a salary for the district clerk. It's $4,639. That was kept. It's an awful lot of work being a district clerk there, Tom. Item number three, chief school admin contractual. These are contractual expenses. I believe the administration went through and saw that they could take $1,000 off of that item.
No? It just cuts the contractual area for.
Okay, cuts in a contractual area. The second is treasurer contractual, $300. Those are cuts that were made. The next is an increase from 2011-12 of $5,000. We have to keep that. That's in legal fees. Item number six is personnel contractual. Advertisement and papers for job openings. That's $600. We opted to cut that. Administration did because all of the job postings, I believe, go through OLAWS. Public information and services, contractual, district office, the district newsletter, that was $2,000 removed from the budget. Plant operation, non-instructional salaries, that was to cut one position due to a retirement, that was actually kept due to the needs of.
After Kevin spoke, you guys decided to keep it.
The needs of the district's labor force in maintaining all of the buildings and grounds. The next is operation of plant equipment. That's a decrease in the equipment budget. That is $2,000. Item 10, central printing and mailing contractual lease. This is a lease of copiers. That's $4,000. That's going to occur. Item 11, central printing and mailing. That's for copy paper, that's a $2,000 savings. Item number 12, curriculum development and supervision, instructional salaries. Curriculum writing salary, $5,000. Item 13, curriculum development and supervision, contractual. That's materials and supplies for curriculum, $2,000. Supervision, regular school instructional salaries, that's a decreased appropriation, $34,353. Item 16, teaching, regular school teaching assistants, 7 through 12, cut one open TA position at middle school and decreased appropriation, $45,445. Item 17,
17 through 22 are all decreased appropriations.
Okay.
Adjustments.
Item 17 through 22 are all decreased appropriations, amounting, going from 79,944 down to the 3,073.
No, what are decreased appropriations?
That means basically that the budget line item, after adjustments have happened, has been reviewed and could be made smaller without affecting any positions. Line item 24, district transportation, non-instructional salary supervisor, cut 0.5 clerk in transportation office, that's $22,608. Item 27, cut one math due to retirement and realigned staff. That was a savings of $51,400. Item 29, teaching assistants at high school, 1.0, $22,410. Item 31, middle school, 4 hours permanent aid, savings of $5,300. High school, 4-hour cafeteria aid position, savings of $5,300. Item 34, cut 0.4 PE staff shift due to retirement. That's a savings of $18,934. Line 37, literacy coaches at elementary. That is savings of $7,500. Line number 48, cut 1.0 AIS due to retirement. That's a savings of $57,041. Line 100, one reading at middle school, $53,680. One reading at Carroll Elementary School, $53,750. Line 102, 1.0 science position, $49,382. Line 103, 2.5-hour per day aid at middle school, savings of $6,625. Line 104, shift athletic director duties to the assistant principal, that's a savings of $6,200.
What school is that?
That's a middle school high school. Line 105, 2-hour per day aid for middle school school nurse. That's a savings of $5,300. Line 106, eliminate summer school, savings of $22,000. Line number 21, guidance, regular school instructional salaries. Basically, their summer works went from 10 days to 8 days and 3 days, 8 days for the high school, 3 days for the middle school. That's a savings of $13,675. Item 26, cut 4:30 late run at middle high school, savings of $15,460. Line item 40, one teacher assistant at Carroll Elementary School, $20,586 savings. Line item 49, cut one AIS teaching position,
$46,168. What school is that?
Sure. Line 107, CES, assistant principal, $72,000.
We lost the 45.
Did
they? It was the one teaching position in here.
That was not cut.
So what we have before us now is we need to make 162.
164.598.
Bus labor and parts. Intermunicipal agreement.
The district has been exploring options for servicing our transportation fleet. And we approached Greenville Central School to see if they would be interested in collaborating with the district in forming an intermunicipal agreement. I received notification today from Greenville that yes, they are interested and they provided the district with the cost. Currently, we would be looking at a savings of approximately $40,000 for the 12-13 school year by entering into an intermunicipal agreement with Greenville to have bus maintenance and repair and also to purchase the bus parts from Greenville. So that would be a recommendation that the district enter into a contract with Greenville and experience that savings in 12-13.
So left with a $124,000 budget gap, the board had these decisions to make. These items were on the table for possible cuts. Co-curricular after-school activity and instructional salaries, $69,525. Late buses for the elementary school, $15,460. Redistricting Durham Elementary, $116,000. Closing Durham Elementary, $642,000 in savings. The total athletic budget was on the table, $167,000. The modified sports budget was on the consideration, $12,900. And since other districts are cutting their modified sports budgets, Caro might not have anyone to play against, so they might have to cut that budget anyway. Junior varsity sports was also on the table. That's $23,000. Head bus driver for $40,000 was there. The $40,000 savings from the Greenville intermunicipal agreement, and they were considering cutting 3.5 positions from elementary art and music that would have saved $173,000.
Next year, we need to close Durham. 13-14, we close Durham. We need to make another $2 million.
Well, unfortunately, the only way that's going to happen is 100% correct. Or the union does some kind of business.
2%? Save all the teachers that we're cutting. 2%.
Teachers that are so strongly advocating art and music. Maybe they can go to their union representative and say, you know what, we'll take a 2% pay cut.
Oh,
or,
oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. 2% take
2%
pay on top of your health.
2%.
That's an option, too.
Greg Kroner Fox, the school board president, went through each member asking them their position on whether to close Durham Elementary in 2012-13, school year next September, or the following year, 2013-2014.
Option is if we close Durham 13-14, we try to get that STEAM program going. You're right, Sue. It wouldn't be the 642, but it would be roughly $500,000 savings. We didn't ask anybody to run these numbers. If we could meet with Mr. Richards and Mr. Baumgartner and say, let's do this. We want to do the STEAM program for 13-14. That gives us a year and a half to get that up and going. I mean, he had a very nice presentation. It would be a magnet school. It would be a silver lining on the cloud. Hey, you know, we're moving to Caro, but we're going to have this new type of school. That's my view. What is everybody else's feel? Sue? Excuse me?
You heard my feelings.
You want to close it to 12-13.
Right. Just so you know, the A in STEAM stands for arts.
Correct. Bob.
13-14.
Bill?
I would say if we can do it constructively and properly, I'd like to do it this year, 13-14.
I pretty much said what I wanted to say, 13-14. Carl?
I would like to go 13-14 to optimize the process, the transition.
I'd like to not close it at all.
Yeah, but that's everybody's coming back.
Bob. I definitely want to follow what the letter of the law is, and I highly recommend it.
You're listening to highlights from Monday, April 16th, Caro Durham School Board budget discussion, just before the budget vote on Thursday at the Caro Durham School Board at 7 p.m. at Caro Durham High School's auditorium. We've just played a bunch of recordings of what the board talked about. Now let's hear some of the public comments about closing Durham Elementary in 2013-2014, which is what the board just recommended, and where to get the remaining $124,000 in budget cuts they need to balance their budget.
And I did for a while. He's in kindergarten. My girls were gone. So at that point, when I didn't have anybody in Durham, I was like, yeah, the closest and closest. So, you know, you're going to have to deal with everybody's got a different sort of opinion.
Yes.
You know, if your kids are in high school, you'd rather see the cuts in elementary school. And if your kids don't play sports, you don't see how it's important. But it is important, and like I said before, we're very rural. I understand cutting some of it, maybe cutting the JV and a modified if you have to do it that way, but I think, you know, I think you guys, I've been to enough meetings that what you say does make sense, even though some people don't agree with you. But I think it's very hard. It's very hard because everybody's got a different.
I have one really quick one, and then I want to go into my other one. You said you're cutting summer school? Huh? Yeah, I know. You said you're cutting summer school. Where are those kids going?
Summer school was cut before this budget.
In the past, we've been able to go to neighboring schools.
Okay.
And pay. We've tried to offer it because then they don't pay. We put it as part of our budget. We just can't do that, so they'll have to pay and go to other schools like that.
Oh, that's fine. I just wanted to know where
they
were going.
Yeah, earlier in the year.
Yep.
The other thing I wanted to say is that, okay, you all know, well, not all of you, I apologize. You don't all know me, but I was very, very vocal a couple of years ago about education and slamming the board and about my son and this and that and everything. So you basically know my spiel, some of you. And I'm very big on education, but I have this to say. I grew up in Brooklyn. I was in classes of 30 kids at least. I think we had 32 kids in each class. I was an honor student. I went to college. I graduated. I didn't go to graduate school. So shoot me, whatever. And I've been very successful in everything that I've done. Okay, and I had parents that weren't exactly, I mean, they weren't the cleavers or whatever they were, but you know, they were like, come on, do your work, or you know, you can't go here, you're grounded, whatever. You know, but I was self-motivated. And there were no fallback programs. When I failed the math regents in high school, I had to take it again. And my parents went out and they got me a tutor. They got me out. There was another high school kid for $7 an hour who came out, or five, whatever it was back then. Sorry, I'm a little old. They came out and I got a tutor, and that's what happened. And if I didn't pass it, I was going to be left back, and that's what happened. You know, I have to ask, when you're talking about the PASS program, and I love that honor student back there that spoke so eloquently, where is the parent's responsibility in all of this? I love the board for trying to take it on, but we have parents that need to start stepping up to the plate and taking responsibility for their children. Because what are we setting them up for by accommodating them and showing them, oh, well, if you can't do this, we'll just send you to the PASS program and they'll help you do this. Because guess what? When you get out to the real world, if you can't do your job, you get fired. Wake up. That's what life is. If you can't get yourself into college and you want to do something else, that's what you have to do. The parents have a role in this. It's not the school's responsibility. And I can believe, I can believe that the PASS program is like that. And if these kids are fighting so hard, you know what? Half of them probably aren't getting the benefit anyway. They're not going to, once they leave this PASS program, they're not going to be contributing members to society anyway. We're going to wind up supporting them anyway. It's a horrible outlook to have. And raising the class size in Caro is not going to